irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, right here on LA Talk Radio.
A program that brings you the best of the adult and mainstream film, television, and internet industries. Hi, I'm James Bartolet, and this is Inside the Industry. Yes. Hello, everybody. Greetings from still summertime here in Southern California. I'm telling you, we cannot get rid of this heat wave. It does not feel like fall at all out here. And we were just in Tampa at Night Moves, and it was very hot and humid over there. We had a wonderful time. We're going to talk about that soon. But as soon as we got back here to Los Angeles, Misty and I got off that plane, and it was like we had to strip down to our underwear almost because it was so hot. Funny thing happened. When we got off the plane, we flew back with Nikki Delano and Tia Cyrus, and there were some TMZ guys waiting for us when we got off the plane. And they had naked pictures, right? They had naked pictures. The girls could sign. Whoop, hold on a second. Whoop. Stop. Okay, stop. Okay. All right. Trying to figure out this stuff in here. All right, anyways. So they had these naked pictures to sign. So the girls start signing them. And I go, well, hold on a second. You're going to pay the girls, right? Because we were just there at Night Moves, and there was a fan fest. And there was guys that had big stocks of pictures, and they had the girls signing them. And they paid them money, at least, for that. Because, you know, they're going to turn around and sell them on eBay. So there was a guy and a girl out there, and they said, well, no, we don't pay. We just want them to sign it. And I go, gas, grass, or ass. Nobody rides for free. So you're not getting any more autographed pictures here. So they walked away, and they're like, ow, fucking cheap porn stars. And it's like, so do you stop at the airport and George Clooney or Julia Roberts gets off a plane and you give them a stack of pictures and they'll sign them for free? I sincerely doubt that. I sincerely doubt that. Big thing in the news here, of course, in Southern California, and our thoughts and prayers are going out to this guy, Mr. Lamar Odom. Poor Lamar, you know, he's in the hospital, barely, you know, holding on, and we really hope that he's going to recover from all of this. And it's a very sad situation because they've been blowing up all of this stuff, and as usual, the press isn't saying anything but negative, it seems like, on in a case like this. He was in a brothel, you know, he was up at Dennis Hoff's place up there in Nevada, and you know, he did every drug imaginable and all of this stuff, and you know, the Kardashian family, I'm sure, with their cameras are flying out there. But I mean, please give this guy some respect, and you know, to his family and friends. You know, we're hoping that, and especially to Lamar, we hope that he recovers soon. I was very fortunate to have met him at a charity event 1 year, and just the nicest guy. He really, really is. He's a very, very nice man. So we hope that he recovers very soon from that. There's so much stuff to tell you about in the news tonight. We've got a big news segment that we're going to do because we're going to announce the winner's list from the Night Moves Award. And that was an incredible event. Yeah, right? Seriously, it doesn't deserve applause. I got to tell you, Art and Everybody involved in that, Tracy, Paul, all of their wonderful staff, they are just so nice over there. And those people, they're just so great, you know? And they're so hospitable. And they put us up. There were a couple of stars who didn't show up, and I'm not going to say who it was. And there's couple of stars that were there, and they left. And, you know, that's not cool to do something like that. They work so hard to have us out there and accommodate us and put us up in a hotel and fly us out there and feed us and take us around to all those great gentlemen's clubs. And they really do a good thing, and that's really a slap across the face to back out of this thing. But it was a wonderful award show. Everybody had a great time. Luna Starr showed up for the award show, and she been presented. She looked like an award herself. She is so gorgeous. Luna's going to be here on the show in the next couple of weeks, and she's going to do another toy review. You know, Priya did one last week, and she's going to do another one in a couple of weeks. And we've got some great stars coming up. We've got some directors coming on to the show. We've got some new starlets coming on. We've got some established stars. So great stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. And, of course, our wonderful contest going on. We have a contest going on right now for Exotica. So you can win a free ticket to go to Exotica November 13th, 14th, and 15th in New Jersey, in Edison, New Jersey. That's just 4 weeks away. That's a great event. We've also got tickets to go to the AVN Expo in January. We've also got tickets. This is a very exciting contest. Our good friends over at 1amdollusa.com, they do the best love dolls. They're gorgeous. They are giving away not that main one, not just that main one of the Riley doll. Oh, that's going to be the news right there. Yeah. But they're also going to give away a second and a third prize. We've had over 200 people, 200 guys that have entered that contest. So keep sending in those emails to james@galaxypublicity.com. We're going to enter you in the contest. We're going to pick a winner right after Thanksgiving, after the end of November. So right around that first week of December, end of November, we're going to pick the winner. And you'll be sent your dolls. And they're really, really incredible. And without further ado, I want to welcome back one of my favorite little co-hostesses. This is probably one of the sexiest Latinas in this industry. And she's feature dancing almost every week here in Los Angeles right now. She's going to tell us about that. But we are so happy to have her on here. I've been in some movies with her. And she is just so sexy. Let's give it up for the delightful and delicious Miss Selma Sin. Hello, baby.
Thank you, baby. What an intro, James. Jesus. Thank you.
Now, you deserve that.
You're making me blush.
You're making me hard.
Stop it.
You are. She walked in the room and I was like, oh, Selma's here. Yeah.
And I never wear a bra, so.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday was No Bra Day. Did you know that? For Breast Cancer Awareness.
Which is great, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely participate.
Look at that. Always. I just said that, and your nipples got really fucking hard right now.
My nipples have a mind of their own. They do whatever they want.
Well, I also told the engineer to put the air conditioner on full blast. But it is so hot out there. Isn't it crazy? It's the middle of October, and it's 100 degrees.
I'm so over it. I just want it to rain. I've been waiting for the rain.
It was supposed to rain.
I hope it does.
The only time it rains is when you get up on stage and start dancing.
Yes.
Where are you dancing at?
I am dancing at the Godfather's Gentlemen's Club in the city of Van Nuys. Mm-hmm. And it's a full
That's on
mood.
Sepulveda and Sherman
Way. Almost nearby. Yeah, it's on
Sepulveda.
It's
a tiny little club.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's tiny.
Do they have a bar or does a guy just go next door to the liquor store?
No, they do not service alcohol. They only have like energy drinks. They have water and sodas. I guess it's because it's a full nude place.
You're fully nude in there?
Not like on the club, but when I go on stage, it's full nude. And also the private lap dancers are also nude.
That's why I'm paying you the big bucks. Get over it.
That's so true.
You're
though.
So silly. But yeah, I guess that's the reason why they don't serve alcohol there.
Now,
so.
Are you shaved down there or is your bush still hairy? I haven't seen your pussy in two weeks.
Shut up! In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think it was like a week.
Let's see that. Oh, she's showing. Oh, you've got a nice little merkin thing of hair on the top. Not a merkin, though. It's on Kudaludon.
Yeah, wow. I had it bushier, but I trimmed it just a tad bit. Mm-hmm. And
well, you have to if you're dancing.
Yeah, honestly, I'm like the only girl that has hair.
Thank you for showing me your pussy.
Oh, of course. I'm the only girl that dances that has hair down there, so I kind of think it's kind of more of a my advantage.
What? Wow, what are the other girls are just
they're
clean
just
shaving.
Yeah, they're just fully shaved.
Now, do you find like that you bare. Get more customers? Because I go, oh, that's the old school pussy.
I would probably say so. I think I grab more of like the older man's attention for sure.
Yeah.
When
they've got the money.
Nude. Yeah.
Yeah, because the young guys, they probably come in and they just tip you with blunts
honestly,
or something.
Honestly, what I do is I look at their shoes.
What?
I look at their shoes.
Ooh, hold on a second. This is... Selma sends stripper tips.
You're so silly.
Okay, what is a stripper tip?
Definitely when you want to like know if a customer has money or not, I said definitely look at their shoes. Because
wow.
You know how, you know someone has money to spend it, they have good shoes. You know what I mean? Someone that dresses nice, feels well, you know, you have to look good. So someone presentable.
Wow. Okay, guys, that's what you need to do. You've got to
dress. You don't
want
to walk in with some Adidas or some Vans or some Converse shoes. Like, you know, that person probably doesn't spend well, you know, so.
So the girls are coming around and they're looking at the guy's shoes.
Well, we look at their appearance, but yeah.
So. And you look at their hygiene, too.
Of course, of course, of course.
If the motherfucker's got flies buzzing around him, you probably don't want to give him a lap dance.
I don't want to be around that.
No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because he's probably a little stinky.
Right? So, mm-hmm. You definitely want to know, you know, who to approach.
So now that you're doing this, are we planning on the Selma Sins feature dance tour across the United States?
I hope so in the future. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
How's your pole skills?
Oh, I'm working on them, that's for sure. Yeah. I've been working on them, but the good thing about dancing is that you don't have to be all that great at the pole. You just, you know, have to do very seductive moves, sexy. You know, I interact a lot with them. Like, I do a lot of eye contact.
Yeah.
And when I'm up there, I really make it a show. Not so much to be on the pole, but just me as Selma Sins, being naked, just seducing men.
I like that. That's so good. And she does that so well.
So that's pretty much, you know. But yeah, definitely the goal is to master the pole. I want to be a freaking ninja up there because to me.
A ninja?
It's just, I want to be good at it. Like, I see so many girls that are like amazing at the pole. Even like my, even the coworkers, the girls that I work with, like some of them are amazing. Mm-hmm. And just watching them, like I just get so inspired and just so motivated to do it. So I'm definitely enjoying my time there.
That's very good. That's very good. The guys in the chat room, by the way, go to the chat room at adultdvdtalk.com. Click on talk and then chat room, and you can join everybody in the chat room. And I know you want to say hi to everybody in the chat room.
Hi, guys. Everybody in the chat room.
There's guys and girls in there tonight.
And ladies, yes. Hello. So, yeah, definitely keep me posted on what they're saying. I want to be in the conversation.
Well, take a look at this. Take a look at this.
Damn, it's a lot of chatting going on. Hey, guys.
Yes.
Like, what's popping over there? What's the news feed over there?
Everybody's so happy that you're back.
I'm happy to be back.
Yeah. Allison's going to take a couple of weeks off because she's got a very, very busy school schedule right now. But she'll be with us out in 4 weeks out there in New Jersey.
That's awesome.
And you're going to try to come.
Absolutely. Trying to make it happen.
Yeah, but you're busy. You've got a lot of stuff. You got a new movie coming up?
I do. God, where's my phone?
Mm-hmm.
I do have what is it? It's called the Sibian Showdown.
Sibian Showdown.
Yeah, where it's 10 girls participate in riding the Sibian. Mm-hmm. And we pretty much, we're on the Sibian as long as like for as long as we build up an orgasm. So wow. Up until you come. And it's really exciting. It's really exciting to see all the girls. And, you know, some of them are first timers. Some of them have been on the stadium before, but some of them haven't had like a cock on it, you know. So and of course, there was like a huge, you know, dildo cock on that Sibian. So
it sits, the seat itself is almost like a horse saddle, isn't
right,
it?
Right. And it has like a intense vibration, like where you straddle it, right where your clit is. Mm-hmm. It has like, you know, a vibrator there. So it's really intense. And then on top of that, you put a cock dildo in there. So you're sitting on the cock and at the same time, you know, it's like stimulation in your clitoris.
Now, is it lubricated?
Of course, yes. Yeah.
Now, do you have to sign... When you do a scene like this, Selma mm-hmm. Sins, and she's talking about Sibians right now, when you do a Sibian scene...
I love Sibians.
Do you have to sign an insurance waiver?
What?
Because, I mean, you could fall and hurt yourself or something.
Silly.
You know?
No. The Sibian is... It's safe. You're going to do it somewhere safe where you're not going to fall and break your neck.
You
absolutely
sure?
Not. Yeah, of course. It's...
Because I could see some girls... And they're
being
just
crazy.
Fucking crazy.
No.
They break their pussy or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You would have to be retarded, but I mean, hey.
You would have to be retarded.
It's easy. Yeah. But, yeah, it would have to be some, like, crazy wild shit. But
so
no,
would you say you have
serious.
A better orgasm on a Sibian or on a real cock?
I would probably say on a real cock. I like real cocks. Because on the Sibian, I mean, I did came. I came. But it was because there was so much stimulation on my clit. I just couldn't help it. Yeah. But, yeah.
Boy, like, you must be fun horseback riding, huh?
I don't do it often, but hey. But, yeah, it's like the dildo, it's plastic. You know, it's rubber. So it's you know, difficult. I mean, right. It's not difficult, but I guess it's just less, you know... It's just, I like cocks, so I like to feel that skin-to-skin interaction.
I have a fan who wrote in to me earlier this afternoon, and he wanted to know, how do you girls avoid getting pregnant when you're doing scenes?
Oh, God, birth control.
Yeah.
A lot of birth control.
You know, of course, we are wearing condoms, too. Wink, wink.
Of course, yeah. But yes, also.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's both parts. It just can't be condoms. Like, it has to be both. Like, mm-hmm. Men have to do what they gotta do, and us as women, individually, as human beings, we have to stay protected at all costs from everything, no matter what.
Yeah.
So, it's a responsibility that one has to take.
Wow.
Especially if you're in the industry. It's like, that's a part of your fucking job description.
Mm-hmm. So you've got to remember to be...
I just took my birth control right now. Did you see me? Like, I popped it out right when I walked in.
Oh, that's what it was. I thought you were dropping a lewd or something.
No, it was my birth control. You silly. No, I was not Adderall. No, I was not an ecstasy pill, even though I wish. No, but no.
You're going to be co-hosting the Halloween party with me, the big heaven and hell party that Scott and Jeff are doing.
Oh,
at
yeah.
The Chinese theater.
That's right.
And Priya's going to be with us, Misty, and I think Riley Steele's going to come with us,
I'm
too.
Excited if Riley Steele would join.
Bonstar, everybody.
Freaking sexy. Yeah, let's do it.
It's going to be at the Grauman's Chinese Theater right on Hollywood Boulevard. There's a big, ornate theater right behind it
mm-hmm.
where that has a big lobby. So we're going to be in there. So the entrance is up on the second level. We're going to go over that when we do the news.
All right.
But that's going to be Halloween night. Now, AVN.
On the 31st.
Yeah. Now, AVN also has a party going on in Vegas. And you've got big stars out there like Jessica Drake and Annika Albright that are going to be the hosts of that. And that's going to be a big thing going on.
Yes, so, I saw a lot of promotion on that. It's great.
Next week on the show, we're going to talk about all of the Halloween parties and what you could do and costumes you could do. Have you decided what you want to be?
I've been like, I don't know. All I know is that I have to do something sexy and creative.
I wanted to be a bong or a big bag of weed.
Fuck.
You know, with little nuggets and stuff. And then my face comes out and it's all green. Like it's a big
nugget. Oh, God. You're
going to
look like, yeah, no, just don't do that.
No, I shouldn't do that?
No, I don't think green's your color.
How about if I was a giant bong?
Maybe a giant bong.
And then girls can just take a hit on me.
Okay, well, maybe.
No, that could work.
Mm,
That could be fun. Or I might
You should go with plan B, so think of something else.
Well, I was going to be the Twisty the Clown because...
What the hell?
You know, I'm in...
That shit's freaking scary as hell.
I'm one of the stars of American Horror Story, XXX, coming out from Hustler, directed by Mark Weston. Hustler movies right now are being distributed by New Sensations.
Nice.
So, I was going to be that clown.
Okay.
Because it was very scary.
Okay.
And I was going to do that, but the girl wanted like $300 or more dollars to do the makeup for that.
What the fuck? So, is she like...
Yeah, well, you know, this is when makeup artists really make a lot of money. It's at Christmas time, you know, because they go around, people get all made up.
Halloween like, time.
I got a friend of mine, Robert, he's going to be Pinhead, and he's going to have all those little pins coming out of his head and the outfit and stuff.
That's Remember from crazy. Hellraiser? That's like way out there.
Yeah. That's a lot, but there are people that spend maybe 6 months out of the year preparing their costume
oh,
for Halloween.
Oh, get out of here. Oh, that's retarded. Excuse me. Well, who does that?
There's a lot of people that do that because they take Halloween very seriously.
Well, I think
we're talking
I
about
feel
adults,
like
not
they
kids.
Don't take Halloween serious. They take themselves too serious. Like,
I'm like don't throw a hissy fit.
Like, oh my God. So, yeah, it's lame. Who does
That's
that?
True. But there's some people. When did you stop getting excited about Halloween? Or do you still get excited?
I still get excited about Halloween, but it's not that serious. Halloween's meant for it to be fun and, you know, go crazy about your outfits. And you shouldn't be spending 6 months to like, create or come up with an outfit. Like, I feel like it should be just spontaneously, like... I don't know. That's what I've been doing
you
for the past
Liv
2 years.
You and Liv used to have the cutest little outfits,
and,
the two of you.
But that's the thing. We would come up with our outfits like last freaking minute. You know what I mean? It was like a last minute thing. And it just so happened that it just went well. You know, and it worked out. But
and then
I
you're
feel
like one of the hundreds of people at a Halloween store.
That's, you know? No. Not the Halloween store either. But just be creative. You know, just... It could be vintage stuff you could put together. You can make your own stuff. A lot of girls nowadays do that. They make their own costumes. They just buy fabrics and they put shit together. And that's also very unique.
That's true. Well, we'd love to hear from you. Call in tonight, 323-203-0815. And we'd love to hear what you're going to be for Halloween. And tell us your favorite Halloween porn movie.
Absolutely. And any ideas of what I should be for Halloween.
Oh, yes. What do you think Selma should be for Halloween? That would be a good one. All right. Let's break away for a commercial. Of course, we want to welcome our new sponsors, MyPornProfile.com. You got to sign up for that, by the way. And also to 1AM Doll USA. And, of course, AVN and Adam and Eve and Pipe Dream Products. We're going to be right back right after this. Attention, all models and producers. Have you ever thought about earning income right from your cell phone? Well, now you can with the MyPornProfile.com app. With the MyPornProfile.com app, you can record, upload, and sell videos right from your phone. No longer do you have to worry about setting up for a shoot and all the hassle that goes along with it. Using your cell phone, you're now free to record video anytime, anywhere. And you can find the app on the iTunes Store by searching MPP or MPP2 on the Android Store. There's also links on their website. If you want the freedom to create and sell your own content, MyPornProfile.com is the platform for you. So what are you waiting for? An engraved invitation? Take the time and sign up for your profile today. Remember that site. It's MyPornProfile.com.
Well, hello. This is your lovely Misty Stone. Have you met my friends, Lily, Gwen, or the vivacious Vixen Katie? If not, then visit IamDollUSA.com. 1AM Doll USA is the leading manufacturer of affordable and quality love dolls. Why go to bed alone tonight, baby? 1AM has the perfect companion to fulfill your sexual appetite. Get $200 off our top-selling doll, Katie, by entering the promotional code INSIDE during checkout at IamDollUSA.com. Remember, fantasies start at 1 a.m. Go to IamDollUSA.com.
Nowadays, with the rise of smartphones and devices, there's more and more people viewing adult content right from their mobile devices. MyPornProfile.com is your ticket to watching the hottest videos from the biggest porn stars, cam girls, and amateurs in the industry. You can view everything from pictures, picture sets, and videos right now on any mobile device. And with movies starting as low as a dollar, you're guaranteed to find the content you're looking for. So what are you waiting for? Head over now to MyPornProfile.com and see what everybody's talking about. Remember that site? That's MyPornProfile.com. And start watching today.
Visit avian.com 24/7 to stay up to date on all the latest happenings in the adult entertainment industry. avian.com features breaking news stories, DVD reviews, legal analysis, personality profiles, behind-the-scenes reports, and the best event photography in the business. The avian.com portal also gives you access to exclusive AVN Live video interviews with the hottest porn stars, producers, and directors. Adult Video News is the leading trade publication of the adult video industry. Its flagship magazine is published monthly, and its signature event is the AVN Awards Show, recognized as the Oscars of the adult entertainment, held every January in Las Vegas. For this year's winners, check out avianawards.com.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code FREE76 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code FREE76. That's FREE76 at AdamandEve.com.
Looking for that perfect adult novelty item to enhance your love life? Then look no further than Pipe Dream Products. Pipe Dream Products has remained the number one adult novelty company in the world for over 20 years. And year after year, Pipe Dream Products has received praise from consumers and the industry alike for their award-winning products. Everything from bachelorette and bachelor party accessories, clothing, love dolls, sexy fun games, top-of-the-line vibrators and dildos, lube, fetish gear, and a new 50 Shades of Grey inspired line. You'll see that Pipe Dream Products really has it all. And Pipe Dream Products always gives their customers great products at a fair price. Pipe Dream Products is sold in stores nationwide, or you can visit them now at their site at pipedreamproducts.com. That's pipedreamproducts.com. You want to have that perfect experience, right? Well, then get that perfect product today from Pipe Dream Products. Hi, everybody. It's James Bartolet from Inside the Industry. Do you have a special event coming up, or you just want to go out on the town in style? Then call Black Tie Limousine. Black Tie Limousine has a fleet of luxury sedans, town cars, stretch limousines, party buses, and even Bentleys. They're all gassed up and ready for you to make your next trip even more special. You know you'll be looking good pulling up in a limo. And Black Tie's expert and courteous staff will make sure you have a pleasurable and memorable night. Plus, they have really reasonable rates. Check out their fleet of vehicles and get more information by going to their site at gotlaxlimo.com. We use their service, and you should too. What are you waiting for? Call them now to book your trip at 1-866-99-LIMOUSINE. That's 1-866-99-LIMOUSINE. And tell them James Bartolet at Inside the Industry sent you.
Hey, this is Riley Steele, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. It's Inside the Industry. I'm James Bartolet and my gorgeous co-host, the lovely Selma Sin. Ooh, yeah. Oh, she's dancing around the room now. Ooh.
I'm just doing a quick snap.
A quick snap?
What is a quick snap? Dude, Snapchat is so addicting. Okay, first off, it's Snapchat. So a quick snap is just you Snapchatting something real quick. But
A video or a picture?
It's both. Okay. So Snapchat, it gives you the choices to take pictures and record.
Now, you can't put nude pictures, right?
I wouldn't say you can't or you can.
The way you said that, I wouldn't say...
I wouldn't say that, but now and then, here and there, a little nip slip, you know, happens. So,
but you won't get blocked, though.
I mean, so far I haven't had any issues. But then again, my Snapchat, I don't do it just to.
There's
like...
There's always haters out there.
There is, but my Snap is just more into my personal life. You know, yeah. I mean, of course, like, you know, I just take them like, you know, a little tour of what goes in the day of my life. So it's not so much that I'm always putting my vagina and tits on Snapchat. It's not really like that.
Going shopping, walking your dog.
Right. Or like,
going to the gym.
Yeah, whatever. Or, you know, if I'm out in the street and I see something cool, I'll take a picture of it or take a video of like what I'm doing at the time, who I'm with, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, like life feed, I guess you can say that. So
now, that's something that never happened to an adult star back maybe 10, 15 years ago because the internet wasn't what it is now.
Yeah, of course. You didn't have all of this stuff like Instagram, Snapchat, Twitters, you know, you didn't. And then now they have Periscope, I guess, now that I'm hearing.
Oh, that's the big thing. Periscope.
Yeah, everyone's on it now. I mean, I have.
Everybody loves Periscope.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm still kind of like question mark onto what. Really is, but
are you signed on that?
No.
Where can they follow you on Snap?
It's just Selma Sins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, username is Selma Sins. Selmasins. Same as my Instagram now and my Twitter. So
now, are you going to do some private dances, like webcam things, soon?
I want to. I really, really do.
You got to come over to my place to do that.
Yeah. We did come into agreement that I would come because you live conveniently close to where I'm at. You're like literally a mile away, if that. Yeah. So, but yeah, I definitely need to because I could do it at home, but I just don't have a laptop. Wink, wink for all of my fans. Go to my wish list because I do have a laptop, a portable laptop.
The holidays are coming up.
Yeah, and so. So there you go. Make sure you check out my wish list. But I do need a laptop. So until I receive
one. Plus the
one.
Setting at my place is probably better too.
I hope so. Yeah, I mean your apartment is it has good lighting.
Well, it's a townhouse. It's a three-story townhouse.
And
it's huge.
I like that it's a lot of natural light. So
and you can do stuff up by the pool or up on the patio.
I don't know about like in the pool because I don't want your neighbors seeing me masturbate.
No, nobody will see you out there. It's private.
Okay, well, I definitely have to.
That would be hot to webcam from a pool. And we'll just put you on a little raft and you can, like, masturbate. And...
You would love that, wouldn't you?
Because, well, yes, I think a lot of guys and girls would love that.
Yeah, seriously.
It is so hot. I mean, it's not going to be fall or winter here.
No.
It's just going to stay summer.
Yeah, it never really, there's no such thing as winter here in LA. I mean, it's probably going to rain maybe, like, all together and maybe for, like, 3 days. Maybe four.
No, 3 minutes. Yeah,
you know, but, like, just... It's ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, that would be a great idea.
The drought is so bad. Did you hear about how bad this is in Beverly Hills? It is so bad in Beverly Hills now that they've got gardeners and they're running around and they're watering lawns with giant bottles of Perrier.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay! Seriously.
It's crazy. Stop it. You're so silly.
But that's what's going on. It's just, it's so dry. Have you, you've been driving around and you've seen, when we were coming back on the plane,
right,
we're looking out the window and we saw, you know, that used to be lakes and reservoirs of water. It's almost completely dried up.
I'm sure it is dried up.
Crazy. It is fucking crazy. I didn't realize it was this serious, but it really, really is.
I feel like they need to come up with a plan because we obviously have water. I mean, mm-hmm. why the fuck is it that the rest of the country is like water for days and we're yeah. the only fuckers and we're right next to the ocean and we're in a drought? It makes no fucking sense. They need to get it together.
Did you ever see a movie called Tank Girl? T-A-N-K Girl.
No, but
and
now
Lori,
I'm
I think it was Lori Pettit was in that. I know the guys in the chat room will know this one, but it was about a you know Earth, and it was all rationed, and you had to have water like a, just a little tiny drop, and it was like gold. Water was like considered gold.
Okay, you know?
And it was like it was supposed to be the future, but I mean it's so.
Oh,
scary.
You know what? I think I have seen because I yeah. recently came across a movie like that, and I was like. This is interesting because it caught my attention. Yeah. And the reason why it caught my attention is because I think it was this particular scene where they're like out in this like deserted ass area and they had like these ugly creatures with these yeah. masks.
Yeah.
And there was like all these like peasants.
They looked like kangaroos and stuff.
Right. Yeah. And then there was all these peasants, you know, like that was just... I guess you can say dehydrated because they all look like they needed some water. What was the name of the movie again?
It was called Tank Girl. See, Tank everybody Girl. In the chat room, they're freaking out. They all know Tank Girl.
Okay, well, yeah. Yeah, and it's supposed
we
to be
should
like
make a porn
future.
Of that movie. I think it would be really cool if we did a porn version of that.
Call it some type of squirting.
Yeah.
A bunch of squirting.
Because it's like you could suck the water out of a person and stuff like that by sucking their
Jesus.
Dick. That's probably what's going to happen on American Horror Story Hotel.
Oh my God, that first episode fucking
it was
mind
like
blowing.
It was like porn.
No,
it was like a porn
get
movie.
Out of porn. It was just wasn't about porn. It was just
what are you putting your hand up like?
Because I was just like whatever. Besides the fact that it was like a horrible like BDSM scene yeah. like it was torture. It was just really difficult to watch, like right. I didn't want to watch, but I was just like my eyeballs were like just out of like literally just out of my eyes. It was intense. It was intense. The scene was crazy, especially when the guys just, you know, getting butt raped, if you want to say it, because he is mm-hmm. by like this ugly ass thing that's like wrapped up in like latex, I think, with a fucking strap on that's mm-hmm. like a metal thing. It's fucking horrible. Like,
oh, listen,
I didn't even know FX was allowed to show some shit like that on cable.
I know, right?
Like, what the fuck? I mean, they
the guy
did
got
say
drilled in the ass with the drill
multiple times. So
and
rough.
Then, and then the couple that was fucking
oh
Lady Gaga
God.
And the vampire guy.
That scene, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just various of scenes. But, I mean, it was great. I enjoyed it. But I was mm-hmm. just like, what the fuck?
I can't wait for the new episode tonight. Yeah.
I know. It's in my DVR recording. I'm so excited. Yeah. Did you see that? I just got so excited.
God, your nipples got hard again. Oh,
it's
my
so
God. By the way, we got to say congratulations to Barbarella XXX.
Okay, hello.
They won the Night Moves Award for Best Parody.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. So Axel and I were up on stage. And
oh, how exciting.
It was very cool. And you were in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I wish I would have been there. But yeah, that's very exciting to hear. I heard a lot of people.
I think it's going to win at AVN and XBiz too. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Let's just hope.
We had so much fun making that movie.
It was fun. I had fun with Pri and Kiki. I had fun with everybody on set. Everybody
now,
on
did
set
you
was
see
great.
The finished product? You haven't seen it yet. Okay. You got to come when you come over.
We should have popcorn. Yeah, let's play and watch it.
Well, Sunday we're going to have a dinner party at my house. So I think we're going to play that. I think people are
on Sunday?
Yeah, why not? After football, of course.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Got to watch football first. All right, yeah. Let's take our first call of the night. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hi, this is Mo. What's up?
Is it Mo?
Yep. Calling in.
Hello, Mo. How are you?
Doing great. Well, I'd say hello to Selma, too.
Hi. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing excellent tonight.
Awesome.
It was great to meet you in person.
Yeah, FanFest was freaking awesome. I really enjoyed it. It was nice and cozy, and I got to meet all, like, a bunch of stars that I really liked. Like, running into Adriana Chechik, I was like, wow. That was just awesome.
Oh, and you got to see Tia, who used to be a co-host here on the show, and Misty, and all of the beautiful girls there. Vicky Chase, who's gorgeous, Nikki Delano. And I know Mo was very excited about this. I introduced him to Ron Jeremy, and he, like, freaked out.
Yeah. He's like Michael Jordan of porn.
It's a Michael Jordan of porn. He would like that. He would like to hear that. Yeah. Yeah, you would like to hear that. Do you have a question for us tonight, Mo?
Yeah, I do, actually. It was based on that discussion we had, you know, we were talking about the industry and stuff and how, you know, DVD shops and brick-and-mortar shops that sell adult videos is pretty much, you know, struggling to exist. So I almost forgot to bring up, you know, in Japan, they have vending machines for almost anything.
Oh, yeah. So, cigarettes, yeah, so booze, everything. And so you can buy porn in a vending machine in Japan.
Yeah, I think that would do well here, you know, because there's that whole Redbox thing. We can almost be marketed as that way, but for adult videos.
Well, I think that's a good idea. But do you think something like that would happen here in the United States? I doubt it.
No.
I sincerely doubt it. But, I mean, a Redbox kind of thing. The whole thing is, though, Mo, you do something like that, and you couldn't have that out in public, you know, next to a store or something like that. It would have to be private because you don't want kids under 18 years old getting movies, you know?
That's very true. I was going to say, they can have, like, a liquor stores or, like, gentlemen's clubs.
Yeah, but kids go into liquor stores, too, all the time, so, yeah.
Actually, you know what? That's true. They walk in with their parents. It's kind of fun.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in tonight. It's great to hear from
you. Thank you so much. You have a fantastic ticket. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy. Anytime.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you. All right. Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where you're calling from tonight? Hello, caller. Hello. All right. Remember,
Hello.
When you call in, you've got to turn your radio down. I mean, whatever you're listening to.
Yeah,
computer.
You can do both.
You know, Sam, the owner of the station here, just showed me the new app for LA Talk Radio. And we've got a whole dedicated little button and everything.
Oh,
so it's
how
all
freaking cool.
Yeah, there's a new face on it and everything. So it's very, very cool. Go to latalkradio.com and you can download that app for your phone. And you can you can listen to the show anytime you want.
Yes.
And listen to the archive stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
And we're also on iTunes, too. I hear we're doing really, really good on iTunes. We've got huge numbers on there. We're one of the most popular podcasts out there in the United States right now. I mean, this is a popular show.
That's
people
very
love
flattering.
To hear us talking about porn and everything that we do. And, you know, Selma's nipples and hairy vagina and tips for strippers.
It's my vagina isn't hairy. It's just my mound that's hairy.
Just the mound.
Right.
The top part.
Yeah.
So that's good. So it's like,
yeah, it's
licking,
not.
And then you
like,
got a little napkin.
It's,
wipe.
It's not all over the place. I mean, unless if I know I have like big, like full bush scenes coming up, then I let it grow out.
How often do you have that?
It's not so very often because like the time that I had it fully bush, I tried to shoot as many of those scenes as I possibly could. That way I wouldn't have to, you know, just keep growing it and growing it and growing it because no one really wants to see a, you know, hairy ass.
Oh my goodness.
Well, some people do.
Some people do, but I don't personally. I like to have it cleaned up and stuff. Not fully shaved, but just cleaned up.
There was a girl that was in the industry by the name of Lori Vargas, a beautiful Latina gal. So fun, full of life, so much energy, and she had the hairiest bush. It was crazy. We did a scene. We had to get a machete and work our way down to the cliff.
Oh, stop it.
It was like Stanley and Livingston, you know, going through the jungle. I mean, this was a hairy bush. I mean, super hairy. And she'd never trim that thing at all. And that was her big thing. But, I mean, sometimes they say a really hairy bush can be irritating for the guy. Because, and for the girl. Because your hairs start, you get ingrown hairs. Is that true?
It, you do, and it's horrible. Yeah. I hate it. It's like the worst
thing. That's because of the pressure.
I honestly don't really know what it is, but I think maybe it's because of the razor.
You think the razor?
Maybe.
But I thought it was like the pressure of the rubbing in there, and that causes the ingrown hair.
I
mean, I'm not a vagina doctor. I'm just an amateur practicing that. But... Yeah, that's true. Okay. Boy, they're going crazy in the chat room with this stuff. I love this. I love this.
What are they saying?
They're just loving this whole stuff here. Okay, cool. This is great. Now, is Priya Rai calling in or not?
I hope so.
Yeah. Now, we were also supposed to be getting a call in from Ava Cox, beautiful British porn star, Buxom Gal. She's got a brand new book that is out on Amazon today.
That's awesome.
Yeah, her life in her journey through porn. And it is on Amazon right now. Look her up. Just go online to Twitter. Ava Cox, K-O-X-X-X. And all the information's on there. It's also on the Galaxy publicity page. Check out her book. It's really cool.
I definitely will.
I mean, you could go on Amazon. Anybody could almost do a book nowadays. Would you do a book, Selma? And what would it be
about? I absolutely want to, but I feel like I need a little bit more life experience so I can have something to write about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely.
What would your book be?
I think it would probably be about... What would it be about? I guess like my journey as well in the in the industry.
What's the title?
Fuck.
Just fuck. Okay.
Like fuck.
Originally, when I was gonna write my book, it was gonna be called "You'll Never Do Coke in This Town Again." But now it's gonna be "You'll Never Do Bukkake in This Town Again."
Wow.
I don't know. So many people have been asking me to do a book. Because,
right.
I mean, I have all this stuff from mainstream as
you
well
do.
As porn.
I feel like you'll have a lot to write about.
Yeah. But so. I think I should wait for a couple more years for a couple of people to pass away. So they won't sue me. So it's like...
That's a good point. That's a great way to look at it. I think I would do the same.
I think so. Yeah. But who knows? Anyways, check out Ava Cox's book. She's got a brand new book that's out right now. And very sexy, pretty lady. And we wish her so much luck on that. And another friend of ours, Suave, who's a big porn performer, he's got a book that's going to be coming out really soon. So we're going to be talking... Hopefully, we're going to have Suave here on the show and talking about the book. So everybody's writing books now.
At Bull? Hey,
you know,
people
that's
are
the
buying.
Thing to do. Yeah, because we got to think about what we would do after porn. What would Selma Sins do after porn?
I want to live my own life, and I don't want to.
Duh. Sound like a Miss America contest.
No, honestly, all I want to do is fucking retire and just travel the world. That's all I want to do. I don't want to
travel.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do for the money to travel?
Well, that's what I have to do right now. I have to work.
And save.
Of course. I have to invest. I think what I want to do in the next like 10 years is definitely...
Are you masturbating right now? Wow.
I'm trying to.
Fuck. I love this girl being on my show. Okay. Go on.
Anyway, what I want to do is try to invest in properties and...
Flip houses,
rent them out, collect the rent.
That's what some of us are doing now.
Honestly, I don't see anything else. Like, I hate working. I mean, I don't hate working, but I hate working 8 to 5. This is that's why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be able to, like, not have to work for the rest of, like, the 40, 30 years, you know, for the next... Yeah. I just don't want to work. I just want to enjoy life.
That's good.
And hopefully...
Do you want to get married
and
have
kids?
Of
course, I do. Of course I want to get married. So I'm hoping I get lucky with, you know, a billionaire and...
Well, that's not going to happen, so let's be realistic.
Well, I'm just saying. It may not happen for you, James, but I have hope. I have hope. So, you know.
Right.
It's everything's possible.
That's true. I don't think I ever will retire. I love working. I'll just keep working and working and working.
I feel like if that's what you enjoy to do, absolutely. Because that's what I would want to do too. Like, I would want to obviously enjoy what I'm doing for as long as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. But the day that I just don't want to lift a finger anymore, I want to be able to just do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And so, we'll see.
What is Selma's day usually consist of? A normal day in Selma's life.
I definitely wake up in the morning and...
Yeah.
Duh.
And
hey, some of us wake up in the afternoon, I'm just saying.
That's true.
Some of us wake up in the evening.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning.
Okay, good. We do that. Yeah. Hold on a second. We got a call here. Thank you, caller. You saved us here. Hi, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from tonight?
Hi, it's Colleen of Syracuse.
Hello, Colleen.
Hey, Colleen.
My love. How are you? Did you get the Hot Movies things I said?
Yeah, I did. I tweeted you and them. Thank you.
Oh, you did? Oh, God, I didn't see that one. Okay, that's great. That's good.
Yes, thank you very much. I just wanted to call in real quick. I know you've got callers that you know, you're waiting for. And say congratulations on your Triple Play Award from Night Moves.
Thank you so much. That was a wonderful shock. I had no idea that was coming until actually when I got off the red carpet with Misty and Luna. The owner, Paul, came up and he said, oh, make sure you stick around because, you know, we got a special award for you. And I go, what? What am I getting? It was a total shock to me. So I went up there and I got that award. I'm the second guy who's ever gotten that award. The first guy was Marcus London. And most of the time it's gone out to a woman, you know, that's done, you know, three different things that she's been successful in. So I'm incredibly thankful and humbled by that. So that was really nice. And, you know,
well,
Misty
got... Congratulations, it's well-deserved.
Thank you. Misty got in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
That was cool. Foxy got an award for Best TS Performer. Riley Steele got Best Body.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
It was great. Now, Colleen, my love, we got to see Mo when we were out there at FanFest, so I'm hoping Syracuse, it's a little bit of a ways, but it's close enough to Jersey. Can you make it to Exotica?
You know, I was planning on it, but I'm going to have to be in the hospital for some medical tests.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, honey. I hope you get well soon. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah. But
so that whole weekend of the 13th, 14th, and 15th, huh?
Yeah. I've got a whole battery of tests and things that are going to have to happen over the next 4 months.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you a very speedy recovery, and we hope everything's going to be okay, which it will be, you know.
It will be.
Yeah. So do you have some new reviews out you could talk to us about?
I just did a review for Saving Humanity from AT Kingdom and Kick-Ass Pictures, which was outstanding.
Yes.
And I've got one that should be posted in the next day or two of James Dean's Stockholm Syndrome. Which was really, really good. I very seldom five-star at anything, and that was one for me.
Wow. That sounds cool. That was a good movie.
The last five-star I did was Barbarella.
That's right. Thank you. And Mo wrote a really nice review for us for Barbarella as well. We really appreciate that. But the Stockholm Syndrome, tell the listeners out there a little cliff note about that movie.
Okay. It's... the story of a woman who gets kidnapped. It stars James Dean, who wrote and directed it as well, and did he's raised the bar for himself for future productions in all three areas.
Mm-hmm.
And then it stars also Stephen St. Croix, who is a master craftsman actor.
Yeah.
And the female lead is Remy LaCroix.
Oh, Remy.
She gets kidnapped by James Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband is Stephen St. Croix and is, you know, trying to meet the ransom, and Nina L. is in it as well. She has a scene where she plays a hooker, and she was kind of in the behind the scenes. She said she was excited that she got to play a hooker. And it's just, it's basically the now, story of...
Only in porn would you hear somebody saying, I'm excited to play a hooker.
Right? She never got to play one before, so... And you know what was really great about it? The story is very well done. There are some plot twists to it, which I don't ever give away that or endings. The dialogue was brilliant. Mm-hmm. The filming was really interesting. The quality of the filming was really interesting. It wasn't glossy. It wasn't let's make everything look glossy and pretty and McDonald's, like, you know, cookie cutter. It seems to be going on so much. I mean, it wasn't grainy, but
I've never heard that analogy. I love
quality.
That. Okay, good, good.
And there was some of the scenes were done very. It was nearly monochromatic, which gave them a really interesting feel. And at the end of the day, it's a romance, and that's how Mr. Dean explains it himself in the behind the scenes. It's a great movie for couples. It's a great movie for anybody who hasn't seen porn before.
Mm-hmm.
The way the sex scenes are shot, some of the shots are soft core as opposed to hardcore. It's definitely a hardcore porn flick. And it's going to satisfy anybody that is looking for hardcore, but it's not quite as in-your-face. I mean, I didn't end the movie and think, wow, now I can be a proctologist or a gynecologist, yay. There was a lot of tenderness and romance in it, and it's not a romantic story. It's not, quote-unquote, porn for women, which I don't tend to like.
Oh,
so
really?
Definitely worth the money. And the behind the scenes was what I really liked about it. You know, it's the usual interviews and takeouts and so on. But there's a couple of things where James Dean's talking about some of the challenges that he was facing. Like one day something went wrong and there was no craft services for the cast. And another thing where he had a problem where they were filming, the guy that was in charge of the place came in and said, you've got 2 hours and then get out or I'm pulling, you know, turning off the electricity. And some of the things that as fans we don't realize, you know, the extent of work that people have to go to and dedication that it takes, and a lot of the other reasons that we should be paying for our porn.
Mm-hmm. That's so very true. That is very true. Yeah. Thank you. I mean, I just, all of you folks, how much I appreciate all of you so much, and I know all of the rest of the performers will echo my sentiments on this, that we really appreciate you guys so much because you get what we're trying to say. And you get what we're trying to say about, you know, buying your stuff legally, renting it legally. But you get this message that we're supposed to be putting across, which is not only entertaining you guys, but turning you on as well. And I think the adult films that are made today can do that. They can tell a story and they could turn a person on. And that takes some talent to do that. You know, it's work.
It takes a lot of talent.
Yeah.
And since I do pay for porn, my expectations aren't that a movie's going to be good for a porno. My expectations are it's going to be good, period, because I paid for it.
Yeah.
The expectation that's being met often.
Yeah, that's very true. And anything you wanted to run by us here besides that?
No, I just wanted to say it's so awesome to hear Selma back on the show. You know, the first time I ever called in, there was Miss Selma giving me advice as a brand new pot smoker. It was outstanding, and you were so welcoming and warm, and you're a delight, and I'm so glad to hear you back on the show.
Thank you, Colleen. I appreciate that. You're so sweet.
You guys have a great evening. I know you got calls coming in.
You do, too. Bye.
Thanks, honey. All right.
Bye.
Our good friend.
Sweet. I love hearing from her.
Oh, God, we love hearing from her. And just all the people there. And once again, go to that chat room there. All of our good friends over at Adult DVD Talk have put together this whole chat room here for us. And you go to adultdvdtalk.com and click on talk and then chat room. Put in a little, whatever little handle name that you want to have there and join everybody in there. And they're talking about movies and mainstream and adult and whatever they're talking about. And just join that. And it's kind of fun to have that little community to kind of discuss things.
Yes. You know,
that's so important. All right, let's break away for another commercial and we'll be right back.
Well, hello, this is your lovely Misty Stone. Have you met my friends, Lily, Gwen, or the vivacious vixen, Katie? If not, then visit IamDollUSA.com. 1AM Doll USA is the leading manufacturer of affordable and quality love dolls. Why go to bed alone tonight, baby?
1AM has the perfect companion to fulfill your sexual appetite. Get $200 off our top-selling doll, Katie, by entering the promotional code INSIDE during checkout at IamDollUSA.com. Remember, fantasies start at 1 a.m. Go to IamDollUSA.com.
All right, we're back. This is Inside the Industry, and we're taking our next call at 323-203-0815. Hello, caller. You're on the air live with us now.
What's up, James? It's me, David.
Hey, David. What's going on?
Hey, David.
What's happening, man?
Good.
Hey, what's up, Selma?
Oh, they're happy that Selma's on right now.
How are you?
With her little hard nipples.
Good, how are you? How have you been?
Doing great, sweetie.
She's sitting here masturbating through the whole show.
I am. My nipples are hard, and I'm just, you know.
Right? Enjoying. Anything wrong with that? You got to relieve some stress sometimes?
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And
hey,
she's
James,
dancing
happy belated
tonight.
Birthday.
Oh, thank you, David. Thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate that.
Sorry, I missed it. It's been so crazy busy working.
Yeah, well, you know, we were out there in Tampa for the night moves for my birthday. I've been doing that for the last several years now. And they Art and Carol, thank you so much. They got me a big cake. And I was a little upset because Misty took off right when they were getting to bring out the cake. And I said, I wanted you here when they had the cake. And she ran off, but she came back and she had a big bouquet of balloons and the whole nine yards. And it was like really cool. Let me see if I could add this lady on because I know she wants to join in on us. Hello, caller. Is this Priya Rai? Hello? Hello? Here we go. Hello? David?
Yeah, I'll still hear you.
Yeah, we couldn't get Priya's call through here. We got to work this phone thing out. Priya's trying to call into the show.
Oh, no.
Selma, could you call and tell her to try to call back again? Oh, my God. Yeah. She gets frustrated when she can't do that. Do you have a quick question, David?
I just want to address the issue about your Lamar Odom situation.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, there's a lot of haters on Twitter, and I'm not going to name the star who, like, tweeted out something, call him a weak ass because, you know, she can out party him, and I was like,
what
really, bitch?
You
know, wow.
I like, you just lost respect for me, you know what I mean?
Was this an adult star or a mainstream star, Dave?
She was an adult star. I'm like, wow. You know, if I see an AV and I'm just gonna like, here, here's your pictures, go fuck yourself.
Wow.
You have no respect, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like he's a normal person just like us, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No different. You know?
That's true. That's true. Hold on. Priya, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, now we were able to merge the calls. Okay, so...
Hello.
Priya, we've got David on the other line, too.
Hi, David.
Hey, what's up, Priya? What's going on?
Woo-hoo! How are you doing?
Oh, no. Good, good. How you been? Well, I'm crazy, Priya.
Oh, my goodness, I'm good. I'm in the kitchen cooking some fish right now.
Nice.
Well, you know, David just brought up this good point that there were people that were attacking Lamar, you know, online on Twitter, and that's really uncalled for. It's very tacky.
Like, they're doing what now?
They were attacking Lamar. You know, he's in the hospital fighting for his life right now, the poor guy.
I don't know what happened.
Lamar Odom, he's in the hospital.
Oh, why are they attacking him?
Well, because they don't have anything better to do than just attack people, you know.
I think they're just judging him because he was with Chloe and all the situation and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what, man, get past that and let's move on. Poor guy's dying. You know what I mean?
I got it.
Night.
That's true. You know what I mean?
Like,
just stop the hate.
So true.
I agree. Nobody needs to hate. Nothing but love and peace. Be kind and be brave.
Now, Priya, you're going to be joining me and Selma and Misty and Riley and all of our big superstar Triple X friends on Halloween.
Halloween.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Halloween at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood. I'm excited.
What?
I love Halloween. It's one of my favorite holidays. I can't wait to do a maze.
Oh my God, your costume was fierce as fuck last year too, though. I remember.
Oh, it was. Mm. Yeah, with the
I love scary mazes, and they have one here called The Purge.
What?
Oh, shit. That would be badass.
Yeah,
my mom's going to...
Yeah, doesn't that sound insane?
I am so down to go.
My mom's going to be one of those witches from the Hansel and Gretel movie. Oh my God, she's already cut up all her clothes and she's got the makeup already. I'm like, damn, mom, you're hot.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. So your mother's going to be in one of the Halloween house events, right?
Oh, nice. That's super cool.
Right, yeah. So she's going to dress up like, you know, those witches from the Hansel and Gretel.
That's really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I had to take a picture of that when she's all dressed up and like and tweet that. I'm like, I'm on fire.
That's nice.
That sounds amazing.
So Priya, I know you're looking forward to this. What are we gonna see? What costume are you gonna do this year?
I don't know, I'm gonna keep it a secret for now because I'm not for sure. I have a couple in my trunk.
Mm-hmm.
So it just really depends on what kind of mood I'm in, you know. But they're all dark costumes. Nothing's a happy place. It's all very dark.
Well, I think it's a good idea not to say what you're going to be because you don't want some chick showing up at this event and she's got the same outfit.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, because then
that always happens, too.
No, we're not going to have that happen.
Now, David, for you and all of our fans out there, we want you guys to know that tickets are available to the general public for this, too.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check that out.
So you guys can come party like a porn star.
You should definitely come party with us.
I'll definitely try to make it. If I'm not working, because, man, can't keep this
message. Yeah, David, like, working, you know what I'm saying? Like, all time. Remember my future gig a long time ago? We ended up, like, having a huge party in my dressing room. It was awesome. So
David, are you there or you just fainted?
No, I'm here.
He's faded. You're faded.
Not faded, fainted.
Oh, he fainted? Man, you faded.
He's faded. He's smoking weed at work right now. He calls in from work, you know? A lot of guys call in from work.
That's insane. I love it.
I love this.
I love it, too.
Because they're listening on their cell phones and they're at work. Wherever they're at across the United States, and they're listening, and they gotta go in the break room and like hide in the corner and like call in. Yeah, let me talk to the girl.
I go in the dressing room. Fuck what you're going to fucking break room. I'm going to dressing room.
I'm
going to talk to and see what's up. Oh yeah, hold on, give me something.
Okay, all right. Priya, we're so happy that you're going to be doing this event. This is so cool. And then, honey, by the way, congratulations to all of us because Barbarella won the Night Moves Award for Best Parody.
Hey, it is a wonderful, wonderful movie. I was very, very impressed. Too bad I wasn't fucking and sucking, but who cares?
Well, at least not at least not on camera. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hit the wrong one.
I just
looked
at their
outfit. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that was so hot. With you and Priya and Selma, Priya and Kiki were like the ladies in waiting when I was sitting on the throne thing there. That was so funny.
It was so sexy.
And then Pawn was the soldier guy. That was so funny. And Rusty
Nails. I was getting off on the train.
It was Pawn and Rusty Nails were the like the
That's
soldiers.
Funny.
Riley Steele was Barbarella. Asakira was the queen. Alec Knight was in that. Evan Stone, Eric Masterson, Ron Jeremy, Tara Patrick.
Rachel Madori was also
Rachel
in there.
Rachel Madori, Kurt Lockwood, Chanel Hart.
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, it
that's
really
a big,
was.
And Chanel Hart was also in there too.
Chanel Hart was in there. Yeah. I mean, it was an incredible scene. And there was this scene, and Priya's in this giant wig. And they were taking hits like out of a bong, but it
blonde
was like
afro to be
yes, but it was like Kurt was in this bong, so you were like sucking his essence out or something.
What? He was a bong? Where?
Yeah, he was. His body was immersed in this capsule of a bong, and he was smoking the essence of a man.
Where the fuck was I?
Listen to Selma. She goes, where the fuck was I?
Come on, listen, doing the sucking.
Selma, you got to catch up.
Seriously.
Well, Priya, I know you just finished a strip tour. Yeah. Priya, you were just dancing.
Oh, my fucking God. Can you guys take a turn? Who's going first? Someone speak.
Okay. Priya, yeah, tell us about the dance tour you just did.
I went to San Diego. It was awesome. A great, great little club out there, Deja Vu and Expose.
Did they make it rain?
Yeah, a couple
of them make it rain.
That was kind of nice.
Yeah, Alyssa was out there, and Alyssa puts her assistant, Alyssa, who's a pretty lady.
She's gorgeous.
And she puts this on Priya's tits, and Priya lights her tits on fire.
Oh my God, that's true. I remember they were both talking about it.
Set me on fire.
I definitely want to see this. Like, I'm serious.
Did you do that, Selma?
I remember when she had me try to do it. I'm going to fucking burn your body and shit. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
David, she didn't light your body on fire. Oh my God.
No, it's such a hazard.
That's Priya. I was on stage and she told me to do that shit. It was in the Rhino right there on City of Industry.
Ah, okay. City of Industry. That's way out there.
I stripped on my birthday this year.
Oh my God.
At the Dollhouse out there in Tampa.
Happy birthday, James.
Thank you, Priya.
Yeah, we all.
I went out there like bad grandpa, and I stripped. It was funny. It was funny. Man, we had a blast. God. Somebody took video of that. I know. So it's somewhere out there.
Okay, whoever has it, please release it ASAP.
James, remember the cake I made you 1 year?
Oh, my God. The one with the cocaine on it?
What?
It was fake cocaine.
I had like cocaine powder, and it was like edible, but
it was powdered sugar.
That's so yummy.
On there, and like
that's yummy.
I know, but it's like yummy. All of this stuff, well, and I'm still around, and people around me are dropping.
Yeah,
I'm just lucky. I take good care of myself. I got to slow down on this party shit now.
Take it a little.
Yeah,
a little.
Yeah,
are we really discussing your party
over here?
Well, yeah, but yeah. But Priya says, "Oh, you're like an old fogey now. You don't like to stay up till 6 a.m.
No, it's exhausting. I don't even like to stay up that late no more.
And for Priya and Riley, I got another new award, so you've got more awards to hide every time you come to my house.
Oh my God, he would. You just went there. He would go there right now. But yeah, that's adding more to your work collection.
Yeah, but when we were filming at my house a couple of weeks ago when MTV was there.
Right.
They were trying to hide the awards right there. And it was like, God, what are you fucking getting them right here?
That's funny.
That's what they'd like to do. They go around my house.
I forgot where she hid them, so we had to go on a hunt looking for them.
Oh, yeah. My God.
They were. One was in the microwave. One was in the refrigerator.
Oh, my God. Imagine one was in the oven and then you turned it on.
Yeah, right?
That would have been horrible.
Would have exploded.
So hard.
One was in the microwave.
Jesus.
It's
like
have your
lights
on fire or what?
Yeah.
That's Riley.
I swear, we all need to just
da, 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 da. All right, cool. Priya, what do you where can your fans follow you, honey?
Priya Anjali Rai.
Yay.
RiyayAnjaliRai. That is my Instagram and Twitter. Sorry guys, I'm in the middle of cooking some fish.
Okay. I got a nice little fish right here. My little Mexican mermaid.
Hey, but this fish is tasty.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beacher right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You guys, we really have to go to that restaurant for then.
Okay, yeah. Hold on a second. Please? We got to do...
I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
The Priya Rai restaurant review. Priya, what's the hottest new restaurant in town?
One, guys, over on Van Nuys and between Moorpark and Ventura, it is called Krabby Krab.
What? That's like not far from my house.
I know. We'll go there. We'll go there and eat.
Krabby Krab.
And you pick your sauce and you pick your, you know, your flavor of hotness. and they put it all in a bag, and they steam it with the flavor, and you come out, and you got a big old bag.
Oh, my God, that's just me and my mouth so like waterfall.
Because remember, we always used to go to that little Japanese place, you know, where you cook at the table? Now the new thing is the crab place.
I just love restaurants. I know all the best restaurants.
Yeah.
If you ever want to go out to eat with me.
Yay, absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's do that. All right, David, Priya, thank you guys so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you. All right,
thank you guys.
Bye. Bye, love.
Bye-bye. All right, Priya Rai and one of our wonderful fans there, David, calling in. What do we got there? We got our news thing.
Yes.
We're going to do too. Well, let's break away for a quick little commercial break, and we'll be back with a lot more right after this.
Attention, all models and producers. Have you ever thought about earning income right from your cell phone? Well, now you can with the MyPornProfile.com app. With the MyPornProfile.com app, you can record, upload, and sell videos right from your phone. No longer do you have to worry about setting up for a shoot and all the hassle that goes along with it. Using your cell phone, you're now free to record video anytime, anywhere. And you can find the app on the iTunes Store by searching MPP or MPP2 on the Android Store. There's also links on their website. If you want the freedom to create and sell your own content, MyPornProfile.com is the platform for you. So what are you waiting for? An engraved invitation? Take the time and sign up for your profile today. Remember that site. It's MyPornProfile.com.
AVN.com is your one-stop site to go to for all of the exciting and updated news on the adult film industry. AVN.com has it all. With the latest and breaking industry news, a comprehensive listing of the latest releases on the charts, movie and site reviews, editorials, a large picture gallery from the latest movies being made and special events, industry performer profiles, and the latest entertainment news segments from AVN Live, you'll see that AVN really has it all. AVN Live is one of the hottest new entertainment news programs about the adult film industry, with in-depth fun and informative segments that will keep you coming back for more. The 2015 AVN Expo and Awards program will be taking place again at the exciting Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas in January. And as always, this is the place to see and be seen. The telecasted awards event is seen on the air worldwide. AVN.com really has it all. What are you waiting for? Visit the site today at avn.com.
Well, hello, this is your lovely Misty Stone. Have you met my friends, Lily, Gwen, or the vivacious Vixen Katie? If not, then visit iamdollusa.com. 1AM Doll USA is the leading manufacturer of affordable and quality love dolls. Why go to bed alone tonight, baby? 1AM has the perfect companion to fulfill your sexual appetite. Get $200 off our top-selling doll, Katie, by entering the promotional code INSIDE during checkout at IamDollUSA.com. Remember, fantasies start at 1 a.m. Go to IamDollUSA.com.
Hey, this is Riley Steele, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartlett.
Nowadays, with the rise of smartphones and devices, there's more and more people viewing adult content right from their mobile devices. MyPornProfile.com is your ticket to watching the hottest videos from the biggest porn stars, cam girls, and amateurs in the industry. You can view everything from pictures, picture sets, and videos right now on any mobile device. And with movies starting as low as a dollar, you're guaranteed to find the content you're looking for. So what are you waiting for? Head over now to MyPornProfile.com and see what everybody's talking about. Remember that site? That's MyPornProfile.com. And start watching today.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. With 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code FREE76 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out adamandeve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code FREE76. That's FREE76 at adamandeve.com.
Looking for that perfect adult novelty item to enhance your love life? Then look no further than Pipe Dream Products. Pipe Dream Products has remained the number one adult novelty company in the world for over 20 years. And year after year, Pipe Dream Products has received praise from consumers and the industry alike for their award-winning products. Everything from bachelorette and bachelor party accessories, clothing, love dolls, sexy fun games, top-of-the-line vibrators and dildos, lube, fetish gear, and a new 50 Shades of Grey inspired line. You'll see that Pipe Dream Products really has it all, and Pipe Dream Products always gives their customers great products at a fair price. Pipe Dream Products is sold in stores nationwide, or you can visit them now at their site at pipedreamproducts.com. That's pipedreamproducts.com. You want to have that perfect experience, right? Well, then get that perfect product today from Pipe Dream Products.
All right, welcome back. This is Inside the Industry. I'm James Bartolet.
I'm Selma Sins.
All right. Yeah. The phone number to call in is 323-203-0815. Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air live with James and Selma. Hello, you're on the air live. Hello, caller. You're on.
Hello. I want a big dick in my ass.
Oh, he wants a dick up in his ass.
Well, sorry you called the wrong show for that.
Right. I think you want to call Vivid.
You want to call Inside the Anal.
Right.
That comes on right after us. Yeah.
Jesus. Like, that was TMI, bro. Like, go sit on something.
All right, let's do the news, shall we, Selma?
Yes.
All right, this is Inside the Industry News, brought to you every week by AVN, your industry leader at AVN.com. And what are we going to start out with? The first story. Tell us about what's going on with Lamar Odom here.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's a tragic story, but this is from Nevada. Lamar Odom, a former NBA star and ex-husband of Khloe Kardashian, is listed in critical condition at Sunrise Hospital in Las Vegas after he was found unresponsive at the Dennis Hoff's Love Ranch.
Yeah.
And according to a statement from the New York County, is it NYE County Sheriff's Department? Mm-hmm. Deputies responded to a call at the ranch at 3:15 p.m. on Tuesday, which was yesterday, requesting an ambulance for an unresponsive male. An ambulance was dispatched at the legal brothel, and medical personnel stabilized Odom before transporting him to the Las Vegas hospital, where officials initially planned to transport Odom by helicopter, but his height, 6 feet 10 inches, prevented that. Various news reports, including one from celebrity gossip site TMZ.com, which broke the story, said Odom had fallen into a coma and his heart was failing, and that his kidneys and lungs were also having serious problems. According to the site, Odom had reportedly been at the brothel for days and was possibly ingesting herbal alternatives to Viagra, which is, I never heard that before. Mm. Odom has a history of drug-related incidents, including leaving a rehab facility back in 2013 after staying only for one day. So, I don't know. It seems like a very sad story with what's going on with Lamar Odom. Obviously, we had the caller earlier that stated, you know, that all these people were just writing a whole bunch of, like, hateful stuff about him. And it's really sad because it's someone that's obviously really going through something very difficult. in their lives. So maybe he has a drug issue. Maybe he's just trying to commit suicide. Maybe he's in depression. God knows what it is. But whatever it is, he needs to get some help.
Yes, most definitely. And we hope he gets well soon. Two big Halloween parties are taking place, one in Las Vegas and one in Los Angeles. Starting with the one in Hollywood, this is the one that Selma and I will be the host at with Misty Stone and Priya Rai and a lot of very, very beautiful girls. Lucky Star, Anna Fox, Nikki Delano, Dava Fox, Danny Daniels, Veronica Vain, Raven Bay. The list just goes on and on and on. All of these stars are Cassidy Banks, that I worked with in Modern Family XXX. It's going to be a great party. It's taking place Halloween night. Starts at 9 p.m., goes to 3 a.m., 21 and over. If you would like to get tickets ahead of time, go to rnightlife.com/HH. All right. Now, the industry can get in free. The first 100 known adult stars and agents with porn girls 21 years and over will receive free admission and VIP wristbands until 11:30. All others in the adult industry will be admitted to the theater for a discounted rate of $20 before 11:30. That's when the price goes up. Guys, you got to bring a girl with you, 21 and over, valid ID to get in. If you're not a porn star, you can still purchase VIP wristbands. If you've not been to one of these parties before, you're going to have a great time. And this year, it's at my friend Ely Samara's Grauman's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard in that Hollywood Highland Entertainment Complex. It's going to be a great event. Now, if you're going to be in the Vegas area, you can go down to the AVN Halloween Porn Star Party. Now, this is going to be on two nights, the 30th and 31st, at the Artisan Hotel Boutique at 1501 West Sahara Avenue in Las Vegas. The party starts at 10 p.m. each night and goes till 4 in the morning. There's costume contests with over $1,000 in cash and prizes. And as I said before, you've got stars like Annika Albright, Jessica Drake, Joanna Angel, Riley Reed, Dana DeArmond, Rami Rain, Tasha Rain, Ashley Fires, Leah Alexis. They're all going to be down there as the host for that party. It's going to be a great, great party. Now, tell us about this thing that happened with Hustler. We kind of mentioned this one earlier, Selma.
Yes. Okay, so it says Los Angeles Hustler Video has taped zero tolerance to distribute the former's DVD beginning Friday, October 16, and the deal includes the entire it includes Hustler's catalog, not just new releases. Among the first titles to ship under the agreement is This Ain't American Horror Story XXX, which will be in stores later this month. The movie, directed by Mark Weston, stars Sarah Vandala, Zoe Monroe, Pristine Edge, Delilah Sky, Kira Knorr, Aiden Ashley, Penny Brooks, Ryan Driller, Shawn Michaels, Mark Wood, Scott Lyons, and James Bartholet as Twisty the Clown. So that's very exciting.
Yeah.
How cool.
It's a good movie.
It is. It looks like it's going to be. That's awesome. And then also, you hit often at the award shows. It's an honor just to be nominated. AVN takes this sentiment to heart. And to make sure that our 2016 AVN Award nominees truly feel honored, we're inviting everyone in the industry to raise a toast to them at a big blowout bash on November 19th, sponsored by My Free Camps.
And this is a big event. We had it last year, and it's going to be at Lore Nightclub again this year, right?
Oh, nice. Yes. So this is the second year AVN has hosted this event, a new tradition in the making. Last year's party took place at Lore Nightclub in Hollywood, where the nominations were announced with red carpet trappings and plenty of fanfare. For the second time around, we're going to make the party even more lavish with dinner and cocktails for all guests. After guests are photographed on the red carpet, the nominees for the 2016 AVN Awards will be revealed.
Wow.
The venue for the November 19th It's still to be announced, but RSVPs are already being accepted. All members of the industry are invited, and to get on the list, go to avianawards.com/RSVP.
Yes, and that's very important, and do that now, because people in porn always procrastinate, and they wait to the last
minute. I know I do.
Now, XBiz is also doing a, they're announcing Rise, an adult performer appreciation dinner, and that's going to be here in Hollywood in Los Angeles, and they're doing the same thing, where they're doing appreciation dinner, and I probably announce their nominees.
Their nominees,
for their awards there.
I'm excited for award season is here.
Now, here's one thing that was kind of shocking, Selma. I don't know if you heard this on the news, but 2 days ago, or about a day ago, they announced at Playboy that they're not going to have nudity in there anymore.
I know. I heard that. It's retarded.
This is incredible. Larry Flint's weighed in on this. Penthouse has weighed in on this. And people are just shocked that this is going to happen. But Playboy did state that they had, at one time, 5.6 million subscribers, you know. Now it's down to just a little over 800,000 people.
Aww.
You know, so they just can't keep up with the internet anymore.
No,
so
they can't, but I guess, I mean, that wasn't the route for them to go.
Yeah,
I feel like they would, what they should have done is maybe just go online.
Yeah.
Do an online magazine and just have it how it is. Why
but
change it?
But you still
it?
Can't compete Why with change? That because there's Pornhub and all this stuff out there, and you could just get free stuff. You could Google our names and free stuff will pop up. So there, that's what the problem is. We've got to get rid of that free stuff to try to make the money. Don't get frustrated now.
Okay.
I know. You're getting frustrated. Here, relax. Okay, the winners of the 23rd Annual Night Moves Awards. So many great people won awards on this. Annika Albright, Ryan Driller, Stephen St. Croix, Jesse Dubai, Foxy, Misty Stone, James Bartolet, Brittany Amber, Bonnie Rotten, I mean, Riley Steele, Eli Cross, of course, Axel Braun, Will Ryder, Barbarella won, Sisters of Anarchy won. If you want to get the full list, go to avn.com and look there for that full list, because it will just go on and on and on. I'm very proud of Misty Stone for getting in the Hall of Fame. And congratulations to Lainey Spicer. She got the Adela Award for the PR.
Oh, yeah.
Dan O'Connell from Girlfriend Films got a Lifetime Achievement Award, so congratulations. Night Moves, again, they're great people out there. Thank you so much. All right, sweetie, we're going to do the top 10 sales and rental for the month of October. Do you want to start us out with number one, lover?
Absolutely. That would be Carter Cruz Obsession by Black.com.
What's number two?
Gangbang Meat 2 by Hard X.
Number three?
Seduction of a Married Woman, New Sensations.
Number four?
Naughty Schoolgirl by Mark Dorsell.
That's correct. Number five?
Let's Bang the Babysitter 3 by Zero Tolerance Entertainment.
I love it. Number six?
Anal Beauty by Tushy.com.
Number seven?
Private Techniques Fantasy Massage.
Number eight?
Corruption of a Babysitter, Wicked Pictures.
Ooh, number nine?
Lesbian Analingus.
Mm-hmm.
Seven by Sweetheart Video.
And number 10 at the top 10 sales and rentals for October?
Number 10, it's Private Fantasies, Samantha Saint, Jules Jordan video.
All right.
Oh, and it's a DP.
Very nice. All right. And that's the AVN Inside the Industry news. For more news 24/7, go to AVN.com. All right, let's break away for one more quick little commercial break, and we'll be right back. Hi, everybody. It's James Bartolet from Inside the Industry. Do you have a special event coming up,
or you just want to go out on the town in style, then call Black Tie Limousine. Black Tie Limousine has a fleet of luxury sedans, town cars, stretch limousines, party buses, and even Bentleys. They're all gassed up and ready for you to make your next trip even more special. You know you'll be looking good pulling up in a limo. And Black Tie's expert and courteous staff will make sure you have a pleasurable and memorable night. Plus, they have really reasonable rates. Check out their fleet of vehicles and get more information by going to their site at gotlaxlimo.com. We use their service, and you should too. What are you waiting for? Call them now to book your trip at 1-866-99-LIMOUSINE. That's 1-866-99-LIMOUSINE. And tell them James Bartolet at Inside the Industry sent you.
Visit avian.com 24/7 to stay up to date on all the latest happenings in the adult entertainment industry. avian.com features breaking news stories, DVD reviews, legal analysis, personality profiles, behind-the-scenes reports, and the best event photography in the business. The avian.com portal also gives you access to exclusive AVN live video interviews with the hottest porn stars, producers, and directors. Adult Video News is the leading trade publication of the adult video industry. Its flagship magazine is published monthly, and its signature event is the AVN Awards Show, recognized as the Oscars of the adult entertainment, held every January in Las Vegas. For this year's winners, check out avianawards.com.
Well, hello, this is your lovely Misty Stone. Have you met my friends, Lily, Gwen, or the vivacious Vixen Katie? If not, then visit iamdollusa.com. 1AM Doll USA is the leading manufacturer of affordable and quality love dolls. Why go to bed alone tonight, baby? 1AM has the perfect companion to fulfill your sexual appetite. Get $200 off our top-selling doll, Katie, by entering the promotional code INSIDE during checkout at IamDollUSA.com. Remember, fantasies start at 1AM. Go to IamDollUSA.com.
Hey, this is Riley Steele, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Nowadays, with the rise of smartphones and devices, there's more and more people viewing adult content right from their mobile devices. MyPornProfile.com is your ticket to watching the hottest videos from the biggest porn stars, cam girls, and amateurs in the industry. You can view everything from pictures, picture sets, and videos right now on any mobile device. And with movies starting as low as a dollar, you're guaranteed to find the content you're looking for. So what are you waiting for? Head over now to MyPornProfile.com and see what everybody's talking about. Remember that site? That's MyPornProfile.com. And start watching today.
I tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go.
All right, welcome back. Inside the Industry with James and Selma. All right, baby. Wow, what an incredible week and weekend it's been. Incredible week coming up. God, you know, one thing I gotta say, they're really pushing the holiday season quicker and quicker and quicker, don't you think, Selma?
Absolutely. I was just taking a picture of my nipple.
Okay, good. To put that out so they can see you have hard dimples.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, on the air now.
But yeah, I honestly, I feel like we don't really get to enjoy the month of October because they're already slamming Christmas in our faces.
Yeah, and it's just too much.
It's horrible. I hate it.
I think so. It's just, and there's two other major holidays in that month. Thank you. There's Hanukkah and there's Kwanzaa. And, you know.
They get ignored.
Yeah, it gets ignored because they want to put this out, you know. And
they just want to, like, how can I say?
It's so commercialized.
Absolutely. That's exactly the word I was looking for. They just commercialized the fuck out of it.
Yeah. And that's just unfortunate. And I think also being out here where it's between 90 and 100 degrees every day, how can you get into a holiday spirit with all that stuff?
There's no such thing here. Yeah. Like, you would have to go to, like, the East Coast or, like, the middle of buffet nowhere.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to down Christmas. I'm not the Grinch or anything like that.
Me neither. I love the holidays because I love, you know, that I get to spend time with my family, all
the
food. And
that's what it should be all about.
That's what I'm about. About just spending time with my family, eating our delicious traditional dishes.
But then we got to hit that gym on the 26th to be ready for the AVNs 4 weeks later.
Not just right? that, Less but than four like, weeks. We have like this big, huge dinner for Christmas, not Christmas, for New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. So then on the 2nd, I start my diet. Not the 26th.
Yeah,
on the next day. But on the 2nd. But yeah, on the 31st, me and my family, we gather up again, just like Christmas Eve, but, you know, it's just to celebrate the new year together.
And be there with the kids.
Yeah, be there with the family. It's all great. That's what I'm about. I'm not about, like, you know, commercializing the fuck out of it and buying presents for everyone and blah, blah, blah. Like,
and hopefully you have a relative that's not going to get drunk going, wait, aren't you the one that's in porn?
Duh. Where have you
that
been?
That always fucking happens.
For the most part, the family, it's all very, you know.
Because we want to keep it on the DL.
Yeah, they're all supportive. Mm-hmm. They're all fully aware of what I do.
The one thing that could wreck a holiday dinner is everybody's all sitting around. They go, tell us about that bukkake.
You know, it's always one of those, but I kind of enjoy it. I know my aunt sometimes, she likes to bring it up like, hey, so has work. And I'm like, it's great. Yeah. So, you know, it's all right. It's all good.
Very cool. Well, we've got some great episodes coming up in the next couple of weeks. Don't forget about the contest. You can win that doll from 1 a.m. Doll USA. You can get the free tickets to go to Exotica. Okay? And don't forget Friday, that Friday night. It's always ladies. Get in free there. Go to exoticaexpo.com to get more information. And yes, I will be doing the porn parody seminar again this year. And also doing the seminar up on stage with Ron Jeremy and Evan Stone as well. And then all of the stars that will be at the Galaxy booth. It's going to be incredible. Kira Lane, Alec Knight, Misty Stone, myself, Alana Evans, Allison Moore, hopefully Selma Sins.
Yes.
And Tiana hopefully. Trump. Yeah, we've got Tiana Trump that's hopefully going to be down there. And then I've got Yurizon Beltran, who's going to be there with us, and Shauna Lene.
Awesome.
So what an incredible turnout.
Very good lineup.
Of big stars. Mm-hmm. Skin Diamond's going to be down there as well. Asa Akira just announced that she's going to be
perfect.
There. A great lady, great friend, super talent, super talent. So, and hopefully we can work it out. We can get Riley Steele out there.
Awesome. That would be perfect.
And you know, last week, Katie Morgan was on the show. She announced that she's going to be there, and Janine Lindemiller.
Okay.
So this is going to be
definitely
a really, really
these
incredible,
ladies.
Incredible turnout there. Also, our contest has started now to win the ticket to go to the AVN Expo. And once again, thank you to AVN for that. To enter all the contests, just write into james@galaxypublicity.com. Where are you going to be dancing at tonight, sweetie?
I will be dancing tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday night at the Godfather's. In Van Nuys, and I will be there all night. So make sure to stop by. Ask for me.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys there.
And where can they follow you?
Follow me on my Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, all at Selma Sins, and that's at SelmaSins. And for Skype shows, because I'm not webcamming yet, but for Skype shows, go ahead and email me, SelmaSins@gmail.com.
Very good. And I'm at jamesbartolet.com and James Bartolet on Twitter and Facebook. So until next time, I'm James Bartolet.
I'm Selma Sins.
Good night
and good sex.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, right here on LA Talk Radio.